Hello, I'm Pippa, and I'm back again with the Spring 2026 edition of the Honeysuckle Newsletter. I'm so glad that you could join us. Well, you can certainly tell it's the spring edition because we have a lovely photo of Flint on the cover. In this picture, which was taken soon after he arrived with us at the sanctuary, Flint is an adorable small grey Icelandic foal, and he's standing in a beautiful green meadow looking towards the camera with his dark mane fluffed up and his ears pricked forward. So let's open the newsletter, and on page 2, a loving sanctuary for equines in need. We ensure that horses and ponies find a lifelong loving sanctuary where they can heal and thrive. Our history of rescuing, rehabilitating and retraining horses and ponies spans more than 3 decades. Our founder, Rosemary Kind, had a vision that the smallest, weakest, injured or most unwanted horses and ponies had care and a home for life. We honour Rosemary's vision by offering non-judgmental advice and outreach to horse and pony owners. We partner with organisations like the RSPCA and World Horse Welfare to free equines from desperate circumstances. Through the love and skill of our horse care teams, horses and ponies can heal. Many are homed within our network of sanctuary at home carers. All have a sanctuary for life. And we'll be finding out a little bit more about some happy rehoming stories in this newsletter. Today, we have more than 550 rescued horses and ponies under our care and on our Sanctuary at Home scheme. Thanks for helping us give them the happy, healthy life that they deserve. And there's a lovely picture of Rosemary Kind here with one of her first ever rescued ponies. So with the foreword to this newsletter is Rodri Samuel, our chief executive, and he says, "Welcome to the spring edition of Honeysuckle News. As winter days fade, there's nothing better than walking through our sanctuaries and seeing foals like Flint play in the spring sunshine. Every day we feel honoured to be a part of the rescue, recovery and rehabilitation journeys of our beautiful horses and ponies. We're currently shaping a strategy to take us into a new era. At the heart of this is our commitment to the well-being of horses, people and nature. Your support helps us drive this vital mission. Together, we're making a difference. Warmest wishes, Rodri Samuel." Also on this page is a beautiful picture of mares and their foals at beech trees. These are our Icelandic horses, Marilyn and Mavis, a dark brown mare and a lighter brown mare with a pale mane. They're standing in a flower-filled paddock. They're either side of 2 foals. That's Flint, who I mentioned earlier, light grey, and Wurzel, who's cream, with some soft hills and a cloudy sky in the background. So we're continuing our story about Flint and his first spring on page 5. Flint, our beautiful Icelandic foal, has won hearts with his striking looks and playful ways. As he greets his first spring, we're looking back at how far he's come. Flint arrived at our Beech Trees Veterinary and Welfare Assessment Centre with his dam Mavis after his birth in May 2025. Their arrival came as part of a major welfare operation co-led by us, World Horse Welfare and the RSPCA. Through close owner liaison, we were able to safeguard 70 Icelandic horses and foals, 13 of which now live with us. Flint was named as part of a supporter online competition, which saw entries from home and abroad, even as far as Iceland. There's definitely a global love for this breed that dates back to the 9th century. Some beautiful pictures here. Flint is actually now a small dark brown pony. He's changed in colour slightly as he's grown. He's got a thick, fluffy mane, and he's walking towards the camera in his grassy paddock with a light wooden fence and trees in the background. We've got a word here from Flint's groom, that's horse care team member Georgina, who feels blessed to have been part of Flint's early years. "I'm very lucky," she says, "to have spent this time with him, and I'm excited to see what the future holds for this beautiful boy." Flint's favourite things to do, Georgina says, like any youngster, playtime is fun time for Flint. He loves hanging out with fellow Icelandic colt and herd mate, Wurzel. Flint's daily routine, He loves being groomed and has begun head collar training. He loves to help with the poo pick by stealing scoops and by knocking over wheelbarrows. Typical, isn't it? Flint's feeding regime. Well, Georgina says that Flint still has his dam, Mavis's milk. He also enjoys his bowl of chaff in the mornings and a molasses lick as part of his reward-based training. We'd really like to say a big thank you to everyone who's helped Flint and his herd. With support, we can be there for more mares and foals in the future. Some more pictures here. The young foals are standing very close together in a flower-dotted field. So Flint, the grey foal, is in the foreground. Wurzel, the cream foal, stretching a leg over Flint's back, almost as if he's patting Flint on the back. And there are green trees and fencing behind. On to page six now, and this is a story about beech trees safeguarding horse health. Our Veterinary and Welfare Assessment Centre, Beech Trees, is the first stop for new arrivals. Here, equine health and safety is the priority. Beech Trees opened back in 2016 to offer expert horse care within a safe quarantine environment. But a year earlier, back in 2015, whilst the facility was still under construction, a deadly strangles outbreak hit. Sadly, it claimed the lives of four ponies, leaving others critically ill. Beech Trees is a positive legacy of this very difficult chapter. Our biosecurity processes now better protect the health of our equines. 2025 was a busy year for the Beech Trees team. One of the most challenging cases involved the processing, care and quarantine of 13 Icelandic ponies, including Flint the foal. Georgina, Beech Trees horse care team member, reflects, "Over the last year, we've been so busy with welfare cases with serious health needs, a foal being born on the site and the arrival of Icelandic mares and foals at foot. This spring, new arrivals will be enjoying Beech Trees paddocks before moving on to the next stage of their rehabilitation journey. Every £1 that's donated helps us to protect the health of our horses and ponies." And there are pictures here of Beech Trees and some of the work that takes place here. One of our team is wearing white overalls, blue gloves and a riding helmet, and she's pushing a red wheelbarrow along a stable walkway with small piles of hay and stable equipment visible around them. And here in another photo, they're in a grassy paddock beside that famous red wheelbarrow, and the team member is gently reaching out a hand towards Flint and Wurzel. We're moving on to page seven now with a piece entitled "Your Support Transforms Horses' Futures." That's because every pledge you make is having an impact on the ground. We felt it was time to cheer your part in the recovery journeys of Bourbon, Colette and Artie. So let's start with Bourbon's journey. He's on the road to recovery, I'm so pleased to say. On arrival, you may remember us telling you that he was severely underweight and his liver wasn't functioning properly. Thanks to a course of liver supplements, a gentle feeding plan, and a lot of loving care, Bourbon's liver health and weight are improving now. Whilst his rehabilitation is ongoing, we're very pleased to see Bourbon is enjoying life with herd mate Magnum. And you're helping Bourbon grow stronger every day. There's a picture of Bourbon when he came to us, very tall, thin, dark bay Arab cross, and he's standing in a dry, sunlit paddock near metal fencing with his ribs very clearly visible. And now there's a picture of him being cuddled by one of his care team and looking an awful lot healthier and happier. So let's talk now about Colette. She came to us underweight and scarred by past stresses. After patient handling and compassionate Beech Trees, she's starting now to put her fear of humans and head collars behind her. She's becoming more open to gentle handling and she enjoys her training. Her recent move to Upcott has enabled her to settle and to bond with new friends. Thanks to you and our supporters, Colette is really enjoying life again. And Colette is a brown pony. She looks a little unsettled in this picture on her arrival and quite underweight as well, with a very dull coat. And she's standing in a dry paddock wearing a tight collar around her neck. Well, we did manage to remove the collar and there's a picture of her now looking very happy and she is doing extremely well at the sanctuary. And we must tell you about Artie, because Artie is doing brilliantly with his training. He's currently living with Petey, and he's settling well into his new life and herd at Coombe Park. In due course, he has the potential to train to become part of our equine assisted services programme. With your love and care, Artie continues to thrive. He's a beautiful cob, a piebald. There's a great picture of him and Petey galloping along one of our pathways here at the sanctuary. It's your support that helps us to transform the well-being and futures of beautiful equines like Bourbon, Colette and Artie. So thank you for everything. On page 8, there's a picture of Ingra, a small bay pony who's standing on a grassy slope beside our team member Shona, who's looking down at Ingra with a head collar in her hand and green fields and fencing behind them. Ingra's ears are pointed forward. She certainly looks alert and very interested in what's happening. Ingra is a semi-feral pony with a difficult past, but she successfully underwent a dental procedure after months of trauma-informed care and training. Whilst 26-year-old Ingra will accept routine care, her fear of head collars was making vaccinations and dental checks quite a challenge. To overcome this, Shona, Ingra's trainer, began to build her trust through reward-based training. One major hurdle was Ingra's fear of restraint, especially around her ears. Through gentle encouragement and giving her the option to walk away, she began to tolerate a head collar. In time, Ingra grew more comfortable with confined spaces and with lifting her front feet. On dental day, everyone's hard work was evident as sanctuary colleagues and vets worked with Ingra to keep her calm. Sedation was used to reduce her fear response and create a balanced emotional state. The procedure was successful and Ingra showed no setbacks. She's now on track for easier vet visits to protect her well-being, and we are so proud of Ingra and her support team. Reward-based training can be transformational, and any donations really do support breakthroughs like this. On the next page is a story about Yuri. Now, Yuri is a medium-sized dark bay Dartmoor pony. Got a rich brown body with a black mane, tail and lower legs. She has a very distinct white star on her forehead and a lighter brown muzzle. She's wearing a striped halter and lead rope with a big bandage right around her belly, and she's munching on some grass here in this picture. The story is entitled Yuri's Colic Recovery. When Dartmoor pony Yuri was found lying in the field, bloated and breathing heavily, the swift action of our Yelverton team saved her life. Horse care team members Amy and Maya will never forget discovering Yuri collapsed and in pain. With no time to waste, they called our vets. This is a reminder that even experienced equine carers can face unforeseen challenges. On arrival, the vet took a blood sample which showed that Yuri's lactic acid levels were high. Yuri was given fluids via a stomach tube along with sedation and pain relief. Overnight, Amy stayed by her side, but Yuri didn't rally. The vet returned and a lorry was put on standby. Next morning, Yuri's lactic acid levels had lowered. But worryingly, the vet's rectal exam showed at least one blockage, and 5 litres of fluid was drained from her stomach. Yuri was rushed to a local equine hospital. Everyone was on tenterhooks, hoping that she'd be okay. Yuri's surgery revealed 2 intestinal blockages. One was removed, and another was left to pass naturally. After 6 very anxious days, she was transferred to Beech Trees to recover, and we're delighted to say that Yuri is fully healed and she's enjoying Yelverton life again. Equine health can deteriorate fast, but the generosity of our supporters really does help us to be prepared for moments like this, so thank you. On page 10, we have Geronimo's new home with groom Georgie to tell you about. There's a great picture here of them both. Geronimo, you may remember, we've talked about him quite a lot in the past. He's a skewbald moorland pony with a flaxen mane, a wide white blaze on his face, and only one eye. He's wearing a pink halter, and he's alongside Georgie, his groom, who's standing beside him in muddy wellies. And she's taken Geronimo home to care for him. Sometimes a beautiful connection can form between horse and groom. This can lead to a sanctuary at home move. So this is Geronimo and Georgie's story. Sponsorship pony Geronimo came to us back in 2018. On arrival, he was nervous and partially sighted in his left eye. After eye removal surgery, his confidence bloomed. Over time, Geronimo became a calm, contented pony who really enjoyed his training and supporting people through our equine-assisted programs. All the while, his bond with groom Georgie grew strong. Confident in each other's love, they became forever friends. Last November, Geronimo was rehomed through our Sanctuary at Home scheme to live with Georgie and her other sanctuary ponies, Robin and Willis. Georgie is overjoyed. "I just love Geronimo so much," she says. "He's such a special pony. When the opportunity came for me to rehome him, I was just over the moon." Geronimo remains as part of our sponsorship scheme. His sponsors will be kept up to date with his news. And to learn more about sponsoring a pony or our Sanctuary at Home scheme, please do visit our website. It's www.mareandfoal.org. On the next page, we've got a story about two ponies. One's called Kite and one is called Jasper. They're standing together companionably in this photo. A Kite is a smaller, skewbald brown and white pony with a broad white face and a pink muzzle, a large brown patches on his neck and body, and a long, light, flaxen white mane. Jasper is a taller pony, piebald, black and white, with mostly a black head and neck, a white blaze down his face, and a pink speckled muzzle. He's got a black mane and tail with white lower legs. And this story tells us that Kite's Sanctuary at Home placement not only paired him with a loving owner, but also a new best friend. Kite, a skewbald 9-year-old gelding, has lived with Sanctuary at Home carer Melissa for 6 years now. He's a much-loved ridden pony and precious companion for her own horse, Jasper. For Melissa, the decision to rehome with the Merrinfoal Sanctuary was rooted in the certainty that every pony would be loved and cared for, no matter what. Although Kite has some ongoing health conditions, Melissa knows that we are there for support. If her circumstances should change, she knows that Kite has a sanctuary for life. For anyone considering rehoming, Melissa praises our thoughtful matching process and ongoing support, especially valuable for new owners. "They've got the horse's best interests at heart," she says. If you become a Sanctuary at Home carer, you're not just gaining a pony, you're joining a community built on compassion and lifelong support. You can visit our website if you'd like to find out more. We've got a feature here on page 12 of the Spring Newsletter called "For the Wellbeing of Horses and Nature." And there's a picture of Tim, our estate manager. He leads our rangers in their mission to balance the wellbeing of equines and nature across our sanctuary sites. We caught up with him to find out a little bit more about what they do. In collaboration with other departments, Tim and the team are working on several vital projects to deliver positive impacts for horses, people, and nature. "Our team are on a tree planting mission because planting the right trees in the right places can create horse and wildlife friendly habitats to transform our sanctuaries. Tim is on the case. I'm looking," he says, "at where we can add more trees or put woodland in. It's about exploring what could best impact the horses and the land. It's about creating grazing, shelter and points of interest rather than bare fields. This tree planting helps with soil health and compaction too." There's a great picture here of Colin, who's one of our rangers, and he's digging holes with a powered earth auger along a fence line to plant new saplings. He's wearing ear defenders, sunglasses, orange gloves and work boots, and is bent over guiding the auger into the soil. A neat row of drilled holes and several green tree guards already placed beside the trench show the planting layout, and the scene is on a sunny day beside a paddock with hedgerows and trees in the background. There's an awful lot of hard work that's been taking place over the last year or so at our sanctuary sites. Earlier, Tim mentioned soil compaction, and replenishing our soil is a priority for us. Soil compaction can be a challenge in heavily grazed areas. This means it's harder for water, oxygen, and nutrients to circulate. Tim and his team are surveying our soil to assess its health. He says, "We're underway with sampling, looking at compaction alongside root depth, insect and worm numbers. We're focused on enriching soil through planting and through paddock resting." Introducing new, deeper rooting plants like chicory can help us with soil drainage and mud management, Tim explains. With compaction, soil won't drain. You end up with water on the top and muddy areas. This is hazardous when dealing with feral, unhandled ponies, so the right planting is a win for soil health and for horse safety. Across our sites, hedges can be heavily cut or left to grow. Tim and his team are planning a new hedging regime that will help equines and nature thrive. The aim, he says, is to create a thicker hedge which can provide foraging for horses and habitats for wildlife. And with awkward areas, we're working in harmony with nature. Tim explains we'll let nature do its thing to create a lovely little corner of habitat that benefits the wider environment. There's more news on our website about how we're working hard for ponies, people and nature. We're continuing to flick through the pages of the Spring 2026 edition of Honeysuckle, the Mare and Foal Sanctuary's newsletter for our supporters. And on page 14, there's an article entitled Herdmates Help Horse Wellbeing. Horses, like humans, rely on those around them for protection and kinship. Here we uncover why herdmates matter. Whether living wild or domestically, horses need their herd. Mares, stallions, and youngsters all have a role to play in providing security and socialisation. This helps with bonding, reducing conflict, and enhancing stability. Herd bonds play a big role in equine safety, well-being, and even survival. A bonded herd moves as a family unit, scoping out the best grazing and stopping places. Like a human group, some keep watch whilst others rest. Like humans, horses are social animals. They can forge pair bonds which are deep and long-lasting. They become each other's protectors, groomers, and playmates. It's a joyful part of our work to witness the love between horses. Social isolation can have a negative impact on horses and ponies, from their physical condition to stress levels, behavioural changes to training blocks. That's why we're passionate about nurturing bonds across our horse community. Our sanctuaries are places of love and friendship, where horses and humans live and learn together. If you want to find out more, do take a look at our website. It's www.mareandfoal.org. We're going to meet two of our volunteers now in this edition of the newsletter. Our volunteers, of course, give their time to us at the sanctuary. And we're meeting Tim first, the yard star. Whether he's petting the ponies or chopping back brambles for 2 years, Tim has brought heart, humour and hands-on help to our Yelverton sanctuary. Military and charity sector veteran Tim volunteers twice a week at Yelverton. From mucking out, fixing fences and clearing gateways, he loves the work and the cause. I came for the ponies and I stayed for the people. It's a nice, relaxed atmosphere. That's what I needed, he says. And in this picture, Tim is using a strimmer to cut grass and vegetation along a fence track. He's smiling towards the camera, wearing a green t-shirt, work trousers and gaiters and sturdy boots. There's a metal gate and a wooden post and rail fence running alongside him. Freshly cut grass and clippings lie on the ground. The scene very rural, with a hedgerow and trees in the background under a cloudy sky. And Tim looks like he's enjoying his hard work there. A little further down the page here is a picture of Stuart, who's standing behind Bobby Tracy's charity shop counter, looking down as he handles a price label and prepares some stock for selling. This is Stuart, the retail whiz. Stuart has thrived on serving customers at our Bobby Tracy store for 10 years. The shop is a key part of his life and the local community. Stuart loves helping customers in search of a pre-loved bargain. From the coolest summer hats to the snuggliest winter coats, he's on a retail mission. It's the camaraderie between customers, staff and volunteers that makes it special, he says. We all get to know each other and have fun doing our bit for a worthwhile cause. We are so grateful to our amazing team of volunteers. Their passion for our purpose makes us smile. So a big thank you to all of our volunteers for giving up their time to our horses and ponies. Are you curious, I wonder, about volunteering? Would you like to meet new people and ponies and gain new skills? If you'd like to find out more, there are far more details on our website, www.mareandfoal.org. You may remember that we mentioned horse care team member Georgina a little earlier on in the newsletter. And on page 16, we have Georgina under the staff spotlight in this edition. And featured here is a picture of Magnus, the dark Icelandic colt, who's eating from a handheld enrichment bowl, probably yeast extract looking at it, while a smiling Georgina stands beside him. Magnus has a short, slightly tousled forelock and a glossy dark coat. They're standing in a fenced paddock with grass underfoot, trees behind the fence, and there are some distant hills and buildings on the horizon. Georgina delivers bespoke care to new arrivals at our Beechtrees Veterinary and Welfare Assessment Centre. We asked Georgina what attracted you to horse care, and she says, "I was lucky enough to have horses growing up and into my teens. As I got older and started a family, it was something I had to leave behind. When I saw the position for a horse care team member, I knew I wanted to help horses that need extra love and attention. I joined the sanctuary and I've never looked back." Our next question to Georgina was, what is a typical day at Beechtrees? And she says, Beechtrees is a calm but busy environment where the horse's welfare is always the priority. When a horse arrives, a 14-day quarantine period is used to protect the health of the resident horses. This allows staff to monitor the new arrival and carry out essential health checks before a horse joins a herd. Each day follows a structured routine to ensure horse health and safety. We start with horse, yard and field checks, followed by mucking out and poo picking. In addition, we provide healthcare and enrichment for our equines. Next question for Georgina was, what are the best and the toughest parts of your job? So best, she says, seeing a horse improve physically and mentally and to begin to trust again makes everything worthwhile. The toughest, well, it's physical work for long hours in all weathers, but I wouldn't do anything else. We asked Georgina, how do you deal with hard cases? And she said, when a rescue arrives in a poor condition, it's only natural to have a strong emotional response. But we remind ourselves that the horse needs calm, clear thinking more than anything else. We also rely on teamwork. Communicating openly and sharing responsibility helps maintain high welfare standards and ensures we're not carrying the weight alone. By separating feelings from actions, we channel our emotions into positive, effective care. We then asked Georgina, how is it working with Flint, the little foal who features on the front of our newsletter this time round? And she says, it's been a privilege to work with Flint. He's so calm to be around and will stand to be groomed and fussed all day. When we asked Georgina what her proud career moment was, she said, I've been working with Magnus, an unhandled colt. At first he was scared, now he can wear a head collar and be led. I'm so proud of him. Some horses leave the biggest mark on your heart. And our final question to Georgina was, what makes the Mare and Foal Sanctuary special? She says, I think what makes the charity special is that we offer sanctuary for life to all of our equines. Although many go out for rehoming to loving families, they're always able to return if situations change. This gives me reassurance that all of our horses are loved and cared for forever. There's a double page spread on page 18 and 19 of the newsletter entitled Gabby Thrives Through Therapeutic Horses. And we have Fly, a very large skewbald horse with a long flaxen mane, who's leaning over a wooden five-bar gate to meet Gabby in her powered wheelchair in the outdoor arena at Coombe Park. Now, Gabby's facing Fly and reaching towards him. Elaine from the Equine Assisted Services team is wearing a dark green Mare and Foal Sanctuary top and riding helmet, standing beside her, offering her support. The arena surface is, a dark sort of rubbery footing. It looks like stone, but it's actually rubber, chopped up, with rolling green hills and fields in the background under a partly cloudy sky. The moment is calm and gentle. It shows a very careful, supervised introduction between horse and visitor. And there is also a picture here of Gabby meeting Tom and Tufty in the stables. So let's hear the story of Gabby. She's 13 now, but since the age of 6, she's been paralysed from the neck down. Despite life's challenges, her passion for horses led her to our equine-assisted learning programme and a newfound confidence. Gabby's courage and horse passion runs deep. It was this love that drew her to these sessions. "I've loved horses," she says, "ever since I was about 12. I started watching horsey videos and stuff, and I thought they were very amazing animals." Last autumn, Gabby completed a 6-week equine-assisted learning programme with our Coombe Park education team. Over this time, she built new confidence with horses and ponies. From meeting Bunny, the miniature Shetland, to connecting with gentle giant Fly, Gabby has loved every moment. "I've always wanted to get up close to a horse or any kind of animal, so that was great," she says. Our equine-assisted learning facilitator, Elaine, wanted to make the experience as inclusive as possible. This has included wheelchair training with the horses so that they were comfortable. Elaine says, "Gabby has been able to get up close and have them sniffing at her. I've been passionate about giving her a truly interactive experience here." Gabby's dad is amazed at the confidence she's gained. "It's great that she can do something that she really enjoys," he says, "and it's great that she can come in a normal wheelchair and get so close to the horses." At the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, we're passionate about inclusivity and the social value of horse-human connection. Enabling young people like Gabby to connect with horses is core to our mission. Elaine reflects, "It's amazing to watch their faces, to just allow people to be themselves in this environment. I don't see the wheelchair, I just see the person in it." The generosity of our supporters allows us to offer inclusive, equine-assisted learning experiences to young people and adults in our community. So thank you to everyone who's helping us to transform lives. We've got a number of sanctuary news stories now to tell you about on page 20 and 21 of the newsletter. And there's one story entitled "Wellness Events Prove Popular." 2025 saw the launch of a series of wellness events designed around connection, community and creativity. The income from these events helped towards our charitable objectives. Our events coordinator, Sarah, worked with facilitators, colleagues and volunteers to make memorable visitor moments. October marked our first World Menopause Day retreat. The day included herb foraging for a tea brewing workshop with Gather and Nourish, a delicious vegetarian lunch from Feast Kitchen Deli, an equine-assisted wellbeing workshop from our education team, and also a calming yoga session. There's a great photo here of a group of women taking part in a gentle yoga and stretch class inside the indoor riding arena as part of this menopause retreat. And there's a picture a little further on down the page of two of our participants as they sit on a bench in a wooded autumn setting making woven wicker pieces. Falling leaves, tools and bundles of weaving rods lie around them, and a rustic fence and ivy-covered trees form the background to this picture. So what's this all about? Well, in November, we held a Foraging for Wellness event. This was a day of nature, food and craft. It was led by Gather and Nourish. It included learning about edible, health-giving hedgerow plants, followed by a part forage lunch and traditional platter weaving as ponies grazed around everyone. Our website has a full list of 2026 events if you'd like to take part, and we really do look forward to welcoming you if you do. The next story is about Hospice Care Exeter's Wellbeing Day, and there's a great picture here of a group of people poo picking in our grassy horse field at Coombe Park. They're pushing wheelbarrows, many of them are wearing boots and gloves, and in the background there's a wooden fence, and behind it there's a couple of ponies, I think, that are visible there. Last October, colleagues from Hospice Care Exeter enjoyed an equine-assisted wellbeing day led by our Coombe Park education team. Now, the charity provides vital end-of-life care for people across Mid and East Devon. Daniela, HR advisor at Hospice Care, was full of praise for the day. "It wasn't just well-received," she says. "It left people wanting more." Dawn, our Head of Education and Equine Assisted Services, hopes to welcome them back in the future. She says it's wonderful to be able to offer wellbeing days with our rescued horses and ponies, supporting hospice care staff who provide such vital care to others. Next is a great picture of Dawn, our Director of Fundraising and Communications, alongside Pringle the Pony. And this is a story about her joining the National Equine Welfare Council as a director. Many congratulations to her. This is a prestigious role which allows us to help shape future strategies and initiatives on a national and international level. Dawn was selected for her outstanding skills in communications, fundraising, and finance. This appointment is a real honour, and we do look forward to future exciting opportunities. We will, of course, keep you posted. There's also news on this page about a special collaboration. We're delighted to announce our new partnership with Devon-based company Equidry. They create stylish, waterproof coats designed by equestrians for equestrians. They share our values in putting ponies, people and planet first. We're grateful for their recent donation of 4 coats worth over £700. So if you're buying an Equidry coat, please do quote the code MAREANDFOAL, and 5% of that sale will go towards our cause. Some supporter news on page 22, and here's the story of Emily, a Gloucestershire-based equestrian artist. Emily Johnson, she's created a beautiful painting of a rearing Andalusian and has pledged 50% of the proceeds from the sale. Emily has a real passion for capturing the spirit of horses and was inspired to support us after reading about our work. We're so grateful for her generosity. Also on this page, a young supporter, Layla, showed us how much she cares about horses by completing a sponsored walk along part of Hadrian's Wall in Northumberland. She discovered the sanctuary online and was so inspired by our work that she wanted to do something to help. We are so grateful for her support and the amazing £230 she's raised. A picture here of Layla proudly wrapped up very warm and taking a breather on her walk, sitting on Hadrian's Wall itself. And there's a whole bingo group pictured here as well on this page, dabbers in hand, I'm sure. They certainly look like serious bingo players. We were thrilled to be chosen as the charity of the year by a fantastic bingo group in Gloucestershire. Each year, Wendy and her friends choose a different charity. Well, thanks to their generosity, we received a wonderful cheque for £300. Every pound raised certainly helps our rescued horses and ponies, and we'd really like to thank them all. Are you hoping perhaps to tick off some bucket list adventures in 2026? Well, how about joining our staff and supporters for a magical challenge, climbing Wales's highest mountain, Snowdon, by starlight, no less? For information, you can contact fundraising@mareandfoal.org. And also on this page, a story about rescued ponies stealing hearts at Camel Creek. Our ponies Rose and Star have settled very well into their new home at Camel Creek Family Theme Park near Wadebridge in Cornwall. It's a popular family attraction and happy sanctuary for a variety of animals that are cared for by Adam and Annalisa. The team hopes to rehome more ponies once secure grazing is available, and we're really excited to see what the future holds, so thank you to them. And all too soon, we've reached the end of our spring newsletter. Many thanks for listening and for being part of our sanctuary journey. We're here, as you know, to provide lifelong, life-changing, loving care and support for horses, ponies and foals, and to help transform the lives of people who've come to our sanctuaries. Whether you're able to support us with a donation or not, there are ways that you can really help our cause by sharing our news and telling more people about what we do. We really do appreciate any support you can give us by spreading the word. Many thanks again for spending some time with me today. I'll be back with our next newsletter in the summer, and I'll really look forward to it. Do take care.